internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up. Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your host, the Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name, if you're new. Thank you to all my loyal and new listeners. I'm happy you're with us. It is November 16th, 2024. A full show today. A full showage. We'll do our Rumble. We'll do our full two-hour podcast. And so much more, as always, on the Stephen Roy Rumble and podcast. Without further ado, we're gonna go to the Rumble. Gotta run one errand during the show. I guess I shouldn't say that, but anyway, it is what it is. Oh my god. So let's go ahead and get the Rumble rolling. I've already got everything queued up. I just gotta click the super high-tech iPad recording. High-tech. I have a staff of one. Yes, D is a incredible moral support. Gives me all kinds of ideas. Like if you check out my Rumble page at Stephen Roy Radio. Well, it's Stephen Roy Radio on the Rumble. You'll see the Summer of Shorts, which was fun. Did like super short videos during the summer when we were traveling around Alaska and such. All right, let's do the Rumble. Welcome to the Rumble for the Stephen Roy Rumble. Let's start again. That's what you can do when you record it. You can start it again because that was terrible. Okay, back on the camera. Click video. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for November 16th, 2024. And I left my headphones on. I am the Stephen Roy. Thank you so much for watching the Rumble and listening to the podcast simultaneously, as you can see over there. Got my Albuquerque Balloon Festival t-shirt on. First time I've worn it. And if you haven't been to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, I highly recommend it. It's a one-time thing you need to do. It's like a bucket list thing. You need to go to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. You know, you need to go to Meow Wolf in Santa Fe at the same time. It's worth seeing if you haven't been there. It is a trip. Now, if you're disabled and can't climb things and crawl through things, then you probably shouldn't go because you have to be a little athletic to do it, and it is fun. I was very disappointed with Santa Fe because we went to Meow Wolf. I want to say 11:45. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever the time was, you schedule a time and that's when you're supposed to go. That way, there's not too many people the Eternal House of Return. I think is what it's called. It's really cool. If you haven't been there, you need to see it. If there was too many people in there, it would be bad. So that's why they stagger when people go in. We were disappointed walking around Old Town Santa Fe because we were between lunch and dinner. Dinner and supper for my friends in the South and family and in Texas and Georgia and North Carolina. I don't know why my nose is itching. I don't do drugs. I say no to drugs. Just so you know. Well, in case you were under a rock, they had this Netflix event last night on the net, live from Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and live was bad. Netflix should not do live events because it didn't work for many of us. It didn't work more than it worked. So Dee finally got it to work on her cell phone, and that's how we watched the main event. Now, the two middle fights were good. The first fight was not good. It was between this Indian dude that thinks he's a boxer and is not good at all, and a guy that's kind of a social media phenomenon in, I guess, in Brazil. I don't know, Central and South America. He's got like 150 million followers. And he decided he wanted to be a boxer. Well, now he's 2-3. And I don't know. I don't know if he won or not. I don't think either one of them were impressive at all. Then the next fight was a welterweight fight. And it was between Barrios and Ramos. That was a good fight. And Ramos should have put him away. Then there was a girl fight. A women's boxing match. It was a rematch. I don't even remember her name. I'm sorry. Anyway, the girl fight was good. It was a good fight, except this Katie Taylor woman headbutted her opponent like 50 times. Headbutted her so much, her left eye was like completely gashed open right here. She's probably going to have like 20, 30 stitches. It was just disgusting. That's what she did. And she won? No, she did not win. She did not win. Her opponent... And I should remember her name. I want to say Guerrero, but I know that's not right. Let me Google it just so I don't feel like an idiot. Let's see. Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano. Amanda Serrano won that fight. Beat the crap out of Katie Taylor, and then she loses on decision. This is why in boxing, you have got to knock your opponent out. You cannot rely on the scorecards. And then the main event, Jakey Pauly and Mike Tyson, totally staged. They might as well have put a WWE on the side of the ring because it was staged. Mike hit him like one time hard and rocked him. Rocked Jakey Pauly one time hard and then backed off. So it was totally staged. Jakey Pauly ran around the ring for eight two-minute rounds. See, the girls fight for 2 minutes. Men fight for three, right? The fight before them, Barrios and Ramos, 12 rounds, three-minute rounds. So Jakey Pauly and Mike Tyson, 8 rounds, 2-minute rounds, just like the girls. Yes. And Jakey ran around the whole fight. Now, if it was a real fight, Mike Tyson would have cut his ass off and knocked him out, pummeled him, but he did not. When they showed training films, Mike Tyson was pounding the heck out of his trainer in a punching bag. That did not happen last night. It was staged. It was a joke. Many people say it was just like when Mike Tyson had a training fight, an exhibition fight with Roy Jones Jr. Let's see if I can find it. Let me go over here. Yep. I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw the comment. And then Ken posted this. You could tell Mike was holding back in rounds 1 and 2. He started to go after him, but you could tell he was holding back, especially after he landed a right hook on Paul, dazing him. Tyson immediately dialed down after that. It was staged. I don't remember the other gentleman that posted something about it being a WWE, but it was obvious. Absolutely obvious. And that and the fact that it didn't work was what sucked. So when Dee finally got it to work, she had a big delay. Now, when I reset our TV to get it to work, it actually went back to the beginning of the entire evening. And then you had to fast forward through. If you clicked watch live to cut in live, it would just buffer. It would not even start. Right? And it's not our internet. We never have problems streaming on the internet. It was Netflix's problem. They had way too many people trying to stream on their network, and it crashed. See, the difference between live and recorded stuff is in head ends like I run, or in data centers all over the country. There's cache servers, and a cache server stores the most popular movies, the most popular TV shows, the most popular things, like say The Walking Dead, are stored on a server close to you, so that when you call it up, it streams quickly. It doesn't rely on a server somewhere else. Well, in this case, they had to push the live video to every server all over the country, and it didn't work good at all. It's actually very embarrassing. It's terrible. All right, let's go to my Twitter, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. That's X if you're a newbie. At Stephen Roy Radio on the X, you can join me. And this is a great one Lenny posted. It's a meme. See the meme? Dude. That's the meme with Gollum. Government 2021. Take the shot or we'll fire you, starve you, take your children, put you in camps, and leave you to die without medical treatment. That was 2021. Now, in 2024, nobody forced you to take the shot. If I had to do it over again, I would have not got the controlavirus poison. I had to have two shots for the Pfizer. Then I had a booster. Yeah. And guess what? I still got sick. I got the first shot in August 2022. I got the second shot in September. Then October, November, December, January, February, March, I got the booster. And then in May, I went on a cruise, and I'm not kidding you. I showed my vaccination card like six times before I got on the ship. Now, when Dee and I went on our honeymoon in 2023 from Galveston, wasn't a problem at all. Got through the line pretty quickly. And then when it was super fast when Dee and I got on the ship in August. So just this last August, we went on a cruise for our anniversary, first anniversary, and it was super quick going through the line. Absolutely awesome. They don't even do paperwork anymore. It's all done by computer. So it was a piece of cake. Piece of pie. Here's a smile if you voted for Trump, and it shows Scary Face, Kimmel, Tampon Timmy the Pedo, the leftist idiot child AOC, Bathhouse Barry Malbama, and then here's Joe Biden all smiles. And then the caption from Janine said, oh yeah, Biden definitely voted for President Trump, which was great. This video shows why the Amish voted for President Trump. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development seized and destroyed $90,000 worth of organic stuff. Let's see. What did it say? It said, this is why Amish voted for President Trump. Nourish cooperative raw stuff seizure. $90,000 worth of healthy food from Nourish Cooperative was seized by the government because they didn't have any control over it, because it was organic, because it was all raw milk. That's freaking disgusting, man. Just disgusting. You know, when brown shirts raid your home, we are no longer a republic. We are a dictatorship. When Christopher Rain Man can send brown shirts to beat the crap out of you, or worse, murder you, we are no longer a republic. Attorney General Elephant Man? No, I don't call him that because he's ugly. Although he's not exactly handsome. Attorney General Merrick Garland, right? Elephant Man John Merrick. That's why I call him Attorney General Elephant Man, in case you didn't know. And then Christopher Ray, I call him Christopher Rain Man because he's not very smart. and to send your brown shirts to just absolutely attack American citizens. This is why the Department of Injustice, this is why the Pentagon is freaking out. They're taking early retirements and everything else because they know President Trump, Pete Hegseth, Department of Defense, Matt Gaetz, the Attorney General, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of House and Health and Human Services, right, HHS Secretary, Tom Homan on the border. They're going to restore order. And in fact, Border Patrol agents are so happy because they've taken 18,000 agents off of the southern non-border and put them in desk jobs to process 100 million illegal aliens. I ask you not. There's 100 million illegal aliens in the United States. And when I say that, how can you say there's 100 million illegal aliens? How can you know? Exactly. How many are there? Tell me. Tell me there, lefty. Tell me how many illegal aliens are in the United States. Well, I don't know. Nobody knows. Yeah, that's my point. That's my exact point. Breaking news. Power-hungry FBI arrests an NFL star. Why? Because he was at 1-6. The orchestrated false flag event orchestrated by Scary Face Pelosi. There are people who've been in jail for 4 years, almost 4 years, because of Scary Face Pelosi and her orchestrated false flag event. That's exactly what it was. But you know what? I won't believe my lying eyes. I won't believe when they open the doors of the Capitol and just let people in. I won't believe they just escorted them to the House chambers, Senate chambers. They actually escorted people to the congressional chambers. But I won't believe my lying eyes. So Christopher Rain Man's brown shirts arrest former NFL star Antoine Williams in connection to 1-6 events. It's November 16, 2024. They're arresting people for 1-6-2021 only because they were there. I S you not. Former NFL star Antoine Williams was arrested in Georgia's Wayla this week by Christopher Rain Man's FBI brown shirts and Attorney General Elephant Man's Department of Injustice for actions he took 4 years ago. S you not. Antoine Williams was caught on camera pushing a bike rack and allegedly swatting a police officer's hand. You gotta be freaking kidding me. This was after police assaulted the President Trump crowd, supposedly. Oh, Christopher Rain Man admitted over 100 people in that crowd were undercover agents. Over 100! This was after police assaulted the crowd with pepper spray and flash grenades without warning. Did you see the video of the guy who got hit in the face by a flashbang grenade? Blew a freaking hole in his cheek. He had like a wad of paper towels in his mouth. You could see the white wad of paper towels in his mouth. Right? Hole in his cheek. Williams was also charged with entering a restricted area around the U.S. Capitol that was unmarked. How do you know it's a restricted area if it's unmarked? Oh, there was a bike rack there, David. A bike rack. Here's how Christopher Rain Man is wasting our taxpayers' dollars. ABC News reported that his charges included assaulting officers, civil disorder, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. This according to the criminal complaint that was filed last week. By assault, they mean swatting an officer's hand. While bribing and cackling Cammy have allowed 13,000 killers into the country through the non-border, this is what Christopher Rain Man's FBI has been focused on for the past 4 years. The FBI wasted tens of thousands of dollars identifying Williams and orchestrating the arrest of the former NFL star. It's just freaking sick. Sick. So I posted that on my Twitter if you want to read the article. At Stephen Roy Radio. Unbelievable. Look at this post. I have absolutely zero trust and or compassion for anyone in the medical field after what they did to us. So look at this. You see what this is? This is a hospital room. These are hospital workers in their hazmat gear. The signs say he is at peace, okay? He is at peace. That means the person that was in this room died without their family by their side. And then the other one wrote, "We are so sorry that we killed your family member. And, oh, but I'm going to do the love sign. I'm going to do the love sign for you. Oh, isn't that sweet? Although we murdered your family member, but you'll never know because you can come inside." I posted a great video from the Benny Johnson show, the Benny Show, with President Trump's lawyer Alina Haba, who previews Matt Gaetz's tenure as AG. It's great. You gotta watch it. She says he's not going to buckle. He's not going to be afraid. He's going to be quite honestly entertaining to watch. More importantly, he cares about America. These are America people who will clean it up. So President Trump is appointing to cabinet positions people that love America. He learned from his first term. Do not install government hacks. Oh my gosh. I've got to look up her name so I don't mess it up. Oh, it is so funny. So funny. Let me axe that crap out. Enter. So, what did Nimarata Randhawa say? What did Nimarata Randhawa say when she was not chosen for a cabinet position? I think President Trump is very shallow. That's right. I can't even say it with a straight face. President Trump is very shallow. That's what she said. Oh, it's just laughable. That's what Nimarata Randhawa said. Who am I talking about? Nikki Haley. That's her name. Nimarata Randhawa. I'm not making fun of you because you're Indian, Nikki, okay? Even though when you were governor of South Carolina, you removed the Confederate battle flag from the Columbia Capitol. You know, I lived in Camden, South Carolina for, I don't know, 2 years and 8 months, right? And I went to Columbia several times. And if you go to the Capitol in Columbia, South Carolina, they used to have the Confederate battle flag for, oh, I don't know, 110 years. Flying over the Capitol. Well, that's a racist demo, baby. That's a racist demo. No, it is not. It's the Confederate battle flag. That is the flag that the Confederate States of America, that seceded from the United States, carried into battle. That's what it is. Now, if there's some crazy a racist out there that uses it as a symbol, well, then that's wrong. But that's not what it is. It is the Confederate battle flag. My family's from the South, okay? In fact, my family was affected by Hurricane Helene. In fact, my family lives in Winder, Georgia, where the school shooting happened. And I contacted my cousins after both, and I thank God that everybody is okay. I post cool videos all the time. Now, this is a cool video of a booster rocket being taken. Booster 13 is at the launch pad. Flight 6 is expected on November 18th. Wow. What is today? The 16th? 18th is Monday. It takes Elon Musk longer to get clearance from this government than it does to build a rocket. Now think about that for a second. That's how ridiculous our government is. When Elon Musk took over the Twitter, He slashed 75%, 75, 80%, like 70, between 75 and 80% of the jobs. And guess what? It kept running better than ever. I'm on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Join me there. So what does that tell you? In the United States federal government, we run a $1 to $2 trillion deficit every year. We have 435 agencies, most of which do absolutely nothing. Nothing. You know, they're creating laws out of thin air that wasn't even legislated. That needs to be rolled back. We could save trillions of dollars if we didn't, you know, have these ridiculous agencies that do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ooh, why am I yawning? Huh. I guess because I went to bed at 11:50 and then got up at 7? I don't know. Went to bed at midnight. Probably didn't get enough sleep. Netflix buffering issues. This from the Sporting News. Boxing fans are complaining about live stream lag during the Jakey Pauly versus Mike Tyson fight. Boxing fans hoped that Netflix live coverage of Jakey Pauly's clash with Mike Tyson and the matches that preceded it would go off without a hitch. What viewers got instead was an amalgam of buffering issues, choppy analysis, and the dreaded black screen of death. Oh my God, I could have done a better job than these analysts. It was some dude that says he used to do WWE events, Rosie Perez, that knows nothing about boxing. The girl in the red, the guy in the pink, the guy in the red. You don't know anything about boxing, Rosie. Why are you there? Why? And Roy Jones Jr., okay? Who knows a lot about boxing, but he's about as articulate as my dog, Lexington Concord, my producer. Mm-hmm. Pauly and Tyson have yet to make their way to the ring for the Friday night bout when this article came out. But as the main card rolls on, more and more subscribers are taking to social media to express frustration over Netflix's crappy performance. With the streaming giant set to host not one, but two NFL games on Christmas Day later this year, Friday's showing could be a bad omen for sports fans. Yeah, you can't stream live events unless you do something to do it. Now, before Thursday Night Football was on Prime puts servers all over the country to help stream the live event. And I don't watch it religiously. Got a sticker. Here's a sticker. A sticker on my shirt. It says XXL because it is. Because I'm double extra large. So they put servers all over the country in data centers all over the country to help stream Prime. Now, I don't watch Thursday Night Football religiously, but I've never had a problem with it, right? I stream all the time on the Flix, occasionally on the Prime. Don't have any problems. So I know it's not my internet. Heck, I work on internet for a living, so I know that wasn't the problem. Netflix buffering issues explained. Countless Netflix users complained about the quality of Friday night's stream. Some were presented with lengthy loading screens, while others dealt a more tragic fate, being hit with the black screen of death. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And then there's a bunch of videos with crappy performance. Increased viewership did little to stop the issue. In fact, it very well could have exacerbated it. And it did. As the evening went on and there was more users, there was more buffering, more time that it didn't work. Fans continued to encounter the sputtering stream as the night continued, missing parts of the action as Mario Barrios and Abel Ramos dueled for welterweight gold. Suffice to say, viewers were not very entertained. That ended up in a draw, and it was a good fight. The chick fight was totally fixed. So that's sad. And all kinds of funny memes. It's great. The show's just a bunch of people looking at, like, you know, electronic racks, like they don't know what's going wrong. Netflix has shown no sign of being able to quell the rot for pugilist promoters worldwide. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow. Yeah, don't do it on Netflix. That's the resolution. Netflix broadcast issues had led some viewers to turn to an unusual solution. Antonio Brown's live stream on X, formerly Twitter. The former NFL wide receiver started a live video from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the location of the fight. He kept his camera trained on the massive scoreboard at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Midway through Paul versus Tyson fight, 6.4 million viewers were locked on his live stream. Wow. Isn't that something? Instead of watching it on the flicks, they were watching some dude's phone pointed at the frickin', bulletin board, Raider. Well, here we call it Raider Vision. I don't know what you would call it. So I told you what Ken said about him holding back, and that was obvious. What a terrible fight. I don't even call it a fight. It's a stupid show. It's ridiculous. Let's go back to the flicks. We've got a minute and a half left. You know, I post stuff all the time that I will not tolerate racism and anti-Semitism on my ex. You know, I would probably have 50,000 followers instead of, what do I have now? Let's look at the top. 5,875 followers. I would have 58,000 if I didn't have to block people all the time because they're Jew haters or they're racist. And I'm not tolerating it on my ex, period. Or if you attack me personally, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to block you. I mean, I might say something like, nice try, or I love you, or, may God save your immortal soul, because you obviously don't know what you're talking about, and you're evil. There's enough of that in this world today. So, anywho, that's what I encounter a lot on the X. Yes, I shouldn't spend so much time there, but I am able to reach people. I am able to share my Christian values with people. And am I perfect? Absolutely not. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I cuss like a sailor, which I shouldn't, because it's wrong. Sometimes I am mean to my neighbor. Not literally. I should love everybody, is my point. And I often don't. And I should have more grace for those people that are retarded. I should.
You shouldn't say that word, D-Ben.
Well, if it's a Model T, that's your choice in the center of the steering wheel to change the timing. Advance or retard? It's a technical term. Anyway, that's going to do it for me on the Rumble for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the displeasure. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. You have a good day. You have a good evening and a great week. Yes, now you have to. So that's it for the Rumble. You know, I said I'm going to have to, you know, make a quick errand. Well, yeah, I did say that. And I'll tell you why. I have to wait till next Saturday to get our dogs groomed, especially, they both need grooming. They're both ragamuffins. And they open a new shop just right around the corner from the home. So I am going to run over there and back to get, because they had a late cancellation. So I'm going to take them over there to get them trimmed and washed and everything. But it won't take long. So I have to do that. Let's see, what time is it? 1:21. Yeah, I have to do that like in 10, 15 minutes. In the meantime, I will play some great music for you. You know, I haven't even checked what I got queued up here. I do know what we need to play, though. Because last night, the Texas Tech Lady Raiders beat LSU in soccer. And that means they go on to the next round of the NCAA tournament. Now, I've got a pact. If they win basketball, baseball, or football, the national championship, I'm going to get a tattoo. On the outside of my bicep, I'm going to get a cross. And on the inside of my bicep, I'm going to get a double T. But, of course, they have to win that first. I've been assured by D that doesn't apply to softball, even though we're going to have an incredible softball team this year. And I mean incredible. That doesn't apply to soccer if they win the NCAA tournament. So there you go. Oh, so what am I going to play? I know what I want to play. I might have to cue it up. Let's see if I got it here. If not, I will go look for it. Okay. Nope, I don't have it, but that's okay. Because I have, I don't know. I have a 500 gig hard drive that I hope doesn't crash. I bought another one to back it up, and it will not work on XP. I know XP sucks, but this does not work. So I need to find something. Because if this hard drive dies, then I will lose everything. Every Stephen Roy show, every bit of music I've got queued up here that I've accumulated since 2002. Early 2002 is when I got this computer. So, 22 years worth of music that's been downloaded. So let's see, I'm looking for Josh Abbott. We need to play that first. There we go, Josh Abbott Band. I got three songs. I got four songs of his that are awesome. I'm going to cue them all up. And they're all good. But I want to play his Victory Bells for the Lady Raiders that won soccer last night. Basketball is also doing good. The men and women basketball team are doing very good. So if either one of them win the national championship, then I get the tattoo, much to the chagrin of, now why is it not moving? I don't know. Let's just make it one. Scroll one up. Here. What happened to the other thing I just queued up? Hate when that happens. I bet it moved to the top. That's why I couldn't scroll up. Something else had to have caught. I know what it was. Where'd it go? There it is. It went right to the top, like I said it would. Okay, we'll play that next. But first, Josh Abbott Band, Victory Bells.
For honor evermore. Oh my God, RFD!
Crowd began to shake. The prison walls. like lightning hit my veins. My dead heart began to beat. Breath of God filled my lungs, and the Holy Ghost awakened me. Yeah, the Holy Ghost.
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
See my life begin and end. I'll always play for you. Hear the band, hear the band. Won't you let the music take you? Hear the band. Let this night go on forever. Don't you ever stop the music. Let your spirit. Love you, yes I do.
And I'd like for you to be whatever you would like to be. You'll always be special to me. Hear the band. Hear the band. Won't you let the music take you? Hear the band. Let this night.
Tonight's the night for the sinners and try sometime, why not now?
Thank you. way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving, she tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of her heart. Another day for the captain of the
Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me, you must have finally made their way on. Thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
It is time now for the second hour, well into the second hour. I just realized my microphone was up. Hope I didn't say anything bad before. Oh, well. What are you going to do? I don't think I did. It's the second hour of the Stephen Roy Show. That's what's great about live radio, right? Yeah. Well into the second hour, 20 minutes and 40 seconds into the second hour. Told you I had to run a quick errand. Hope you enjoy the music this last 40 minutes and less. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Have a great rest of your November 16th and all week long.
Texas sun.
the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun. Oh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip. In a big body. Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I.
Somebody somewhere's waking up with a face full of tears, 'cause everything to say has been said. There's a man in a cell staring at the walls all around. Swears somebody done put the devil in his head. There's a world going on outside the world that I'm in. I got sunrise in Texas again. Well, I feel pretty good here, laying in this bed. Some old town, I swear to God, I don't know where. Share a smile. I guess it's always the same old game, a truth or dare. Oh yeah, there's
Oh my God, RFD!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Yet haven't had a call at you when you go through West. Never heard of the Larry Joe Taylor Fest. Thing polished pop country crap sounds the best. You ain't met my Texas yet. Hadn't been to the Fort Worth Star Show. Sang along with Corey Moore. If you ain't seen a hill country sunset, you ain't met my Texas yet.
Say you haven't hiked through Big Bend, had your hair blown back by Lubbock wind, and been somewhere where they call you friend. You ain't met my Texas yet. You haven't been to the San Antonio Rodeo, sing ever clear at a Krager show. If you ain't seen an El Paso sunset, yet. No, you ain't met my Texas yet.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me in a pinch. Maybe one of them souped up muscle cars, kind of makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I is an open road and a whole lot of speed. I'd like to trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old some miles between us. Tear off that rear view mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old and a whole lot of speed. That's
shoulder.
Treasure, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, do it, call it, jam and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch it, fade it, paint it, write it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, touch it, technologic.
One more time.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. Oh, it keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA in a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. And she's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah! Turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, entertained to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good. Hell yeah. Turn it up. Right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me.
I was so cold and lost, and nothing. nothing seemed to ring true. I couldn't bear the cross for everything I've been through. And each day I knew I needed change, but there was no way, no way. Then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. God whispered your name. I can see the sunshine for the first time in a while. Girl, it's like I've been baptized by the warmth of your smile. We'll call it fate of faith, or call it crazy. Either way, it's amazing. Amazing grace. When God whispered your name, that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. Talk about being saved. Well, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never going to be the same. When God whispered your name, needed to hear, baby. It couldn't have been more loud and clear. When God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Oh, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never going to be the same. Your name, oh yeah. Ooh, hallelujah, baby. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I can see the sunlight shining through your pretty eyes, baby.
Watch the palm trees wave goodbye. It was a hard drive, had to say goodbye to you. I stopped for some Coca-Cola and some corn nuts too. I thought about turning back. I already missed you. If you need me, burn it up, bend the rules, leave right away. If you need me, take a four lane, headed my way. Take a bus, take a plane, take a car, take a train, take a bike, hitch a ride, you decide. If you need me, know where I'll be, yeah, in Tennessee. Going through my boxes, found a photograph. You're sitting on a mule in Mexico. Picture perfect point of view. And then a postcard dropped from the bookkeeper.
gave me on my birthday. And it hit me, baby. If you need me, burn it up. Bend the roads, leave right away. If you need me, take a four lane, headed my way. Take a bus, take a plane, take a car, take a train, take a bike, hitch a ride, you decide. Take it day by day, all alone. Here I am by the phone. Understands not too late. What are you waiting for? If you need me, know where I'll be. Yeah. In Tennessee. Little Sonny.